Let's return now to the fire in Auckland CBD that's been burning for more than 24 hours now. The Prime Minister's been visiting the convention centre site this afternoon and meeting with emergency officials, Fletcher Building and Sky City representatives, along with Mayor Phil Goff. Jacinda Ardern is on the phone now. Prime Minister, how can the government help here, particularly with small businesses?
Well, look, it will depend on those individual circumstances. In many cases, issues are more than likely to be covered by insurers. We, of course, do have the ability where it's particular circumstances, for instance, if it's a business that's physically completely unable to open because of cordons. Those are circumstances before where you may have had some involvement from MSC. So we're just looking at individual circumstances of businesses at this stage.
Is there any suggestion that you may set up a fund? I mean, businesses in Auckland in that central district area have been doing it pretty tough. It's like Orange Cone City down there with the CRL. Some of them are already facing difficulties with foot traffic. Is this something that the government should step in and help with?
Again, we need to, of course, keep in mind the impacts that have been had there. Of course, fire and emergency, and I've just had the chance to meet with them on the ground. They're anticipating that they'll be hopefully having the fire under control this evening, and then it's a matter of dampening down hot spots and then handing the site back over. And so actually for the city, it'll be up to individual employers tomorrow as to whether or not people are already returning tomorrow. In some cases, it might be the issue of just being able to clear air conditioning units, making sure that they're actually the building feels free of smoke. So some places, I understand, council, they'll be back up and running on Friday. Others, it may be sooner. Sky City, they're looking, of course, to make sure their hotels are in shape to have people back in the coming days as well. So most will be back up and operating fairly soon.
What concerns do you have about the long-term economic effects of this development being delayed? Because it was always thought that this would eject some more life and business into the central city area. So what concerns do you have?
Good question. One of the things that we were able to cover off today is likely knock-on effects around employment. Of course, the convention centre not only provides employment through those who are working directly on conferences and conventions, there was an adjoining hotel space, my recollection, roughly 300 beds. That's in response to ongoing demand in the city for additional accommodation. The view of, at the moment, of Sky City is that that's actually likely to still be able to open fairly shortly, and that then that is actually an area of considerable employment for them. So that's still likely to be on track. And they also are converting some of their other existing convention centre space into exhibition spaces that will also continue to employ people. For Fletcher's, a bit of hiatus for some of their subcontractors, but obviously in the long run, ongoing work. It's too soon to say how long it will take before the convention centre will be able to be remediated and opened, but everyone's focus is getting it back up and running as quickly as we can. APEC will still come to New Zealand, though, so that's the kind of activity that's going to bring lots of stimulus into the city, and it will still be held in Auckland, and it will still come.
Do you have any ideas? You mentioned that, well, governments always have contingency plans, so what is your contingency plan?
We do, and it's already in place. The question is simply whether or not it will need to be operationalised. I've been reluctant to give too much detail away there. Of course, we may be negotiating contracts there in the very near future.
Prime Minister, sorry to interrupt. Do you think there is absolutely any chance that the convention centre can be up and running in time for APEC, realistically?
Well, it's just not for me to judge. We are not, of course, relying on it. And I think that's the important point here. We have contingency that isn't reliant on it. But it's too soon. I'm certainly not in a position to be able to judge. Of course, I haven't entered the building, neither have the engineers. We are talking about needing that building for APEC from August 2021. So I do want to give Sky City and Fletcher's the chance to do a proper assessment on the impacts to what was essentially the auditorium space. So 5th, 6th and 7th floor is the affected floor. The other floors which were completed, have water damage, but we need to give them time to do a full assessment.
What's your deadline for making a decision on whether to move it to another facility?
We already, as I say, contingency is already in place.
But when will you call it?
We're already ready regardless. Of course, you can know, it makes, for planning purposes, these things a bit easier. Soonest that we'll be able to judge, though, once Fire and Emergency hand the building back over, there'll need to be checks that the building's safe to re-enter, engineers' reports. I think it'll be probably the end of the year before I think they'll be able to give us a full assessment of how long it will take to rebuild.
You were on site today. Did Fire and Emergency ask you for anything or additional assistance, Prime Minister?
It was actually more me asking questions around whether they had what they needed. I've always found in these eventualities complete professionals, so getting on with the job. They did have an extra rig up from Hamilton, but actually all of the personnel were from within Auckland and coping really, really well. But of course, we'll always do a debrief at the end to check everyone had what they needed.
Appreciate your time this evening. That's Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister.